Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along. It is hard to believe that we are this far into July. The year is scooting by.
I hate that.
You know, 4th of July is over. My wife has had her birthday. You know, that's it's just
it's
one
a big
of those
deal.
It's one it is a big deal,
yep.
You know. Just one of those things, but good old interesting weather in Indiana. We're preparing to make our move into our new location, so a lot of excitement going on here at the Financial Enhancement Group. Our headquarters is in Anderson, Indiana, and it is staying in Anderson, Indiana, right off of State Road 69. And the building is coming along, and it was much easier than I anticipated.
Really?
And much more expensive than I'd hoped, but much easier than I'd anticipated. So I guess it's an interesting combination,
that's
if you will.
True.
Got a great show for you today. We are going to discuss several different things. A sad part of it, I guess, is the divorce and a quadro and what people get right and what people get wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk a little bit about a 401k strategy, what the question came in. They called it Rule 55. I don't have a better rule, so I'll leave it at that.
But
understanding the difference between a 401k and an IRA and how they work at times of retirement planning. If you get to listen to the Sherry segment, she's going to talk to us about the best states to live in and why and the things that you should consider. Remember, there are five segments to the show. Wherever you are, you're only getting to hear four of them because we cover the country, and different stations have different time requirements that they want us to be on. You can catch the whole show either at iTunes and a podcast, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, or you can go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. If you ever have a question or comment about something that you hear on the show that you want to know more about, simply send us a question. You can email us, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. We're more than happy to help with the question and the comment. It's what we do. I am so thankful to have recognized my why here at this stage of my career. I've been in the financial services world for 31 years now, but I'm 51 years old, and I have no intentions of leaving. But knowing my why, what drives me, really, really matters. And it's very simple. I wake up to educate people about their finances so that you don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. At the Financial Enhancement Group, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Mm-hmm.
And help them make sure that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. The team of 25 of us has a very definite purpose in terms of what we do. And if you want to take care of your own money, that's up to you. If you want a fiduciary, that's what we do. So we will take a break and get right into the show. Don't forget, yourlifeafterwork.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. There are a lot of questions that I wish I didn't have to answer, but some that you just simply have to deal with. So, okay. Sherry, we got a question. You want to go ahead and read it?
Okay. The question is, what are the tax consequences for receiving money from a divorce per a qualified domestic relations order? Quadro.
Do you want to...
I was granted $150,000 from my soon-to-be ex-spouse per a qualified domestic relations order.
Okay, so let's stop there.
Okay.
So a quadro comes from attorneys often get this wrong because they'll say an IRA is a quadro. An IRA is not a qualified plan, thus it is not eligible under a quadro. Looks the same, feels the same, it's just not the same. But a quadro is the only way that I can give money to my wife out of my 401k while I'm alive without either of us experiencing a tax problem is when a judge says, yes, you're divorced, and Joe, you owe her $100,000 out of your 401k,
right.
Then a quadro can take place where the money exits my 401k and goes to some place that she directs.
Is that usually done after a divorce?
It's done during the divorce. It's part of the settlement.
Oh, it's part of the settlement. Okay. Due to attorney fees and debts, I would need $75,000 as cash and the remaining amount as a rollover.
Yeah, so here's where this gets to be brutally ugly.
Mm.
And the IRS is not, I'm not a fan. We all know that because of the restrictions I see the taxation put on businesses and families sometimes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, IRS people are not necessarily bad. They will, when they have the ability to be flexible, like when we talk about an IRA or required minimum distribution that's missed, where the penalty is 50%.
Right. Yeah.
I have never seen it imposed if you told on yourself. Your mom's in the hospital. She misses making the RMD.
Yeah.
And then the next year, her CPA figures out that she didn't take it. They take 2 years and 1 year, send in a letter saying, sorry, mea culpa, and the IRS is okay.
Right.
There are some things that the IRS cannot fix because there's just nothing there that lets them
fix it.
There's
no legal way.
This is one of those cases.
Really?
And what happens in a quadro is the judge orders me to pay Barb $100,000.
Okay.
If that money, which so often happens because attorneys or somebody in the mix don't understand the tax rules, if she would take that money and move it directly to her IRA, which is perfectly legal under the quadro.
Right.
Right. So I pay no tax. She pays no tax because it went from an IRA
to an IRA.
It went from a 401k to an IRA.
Okay.
Right. And the judge made it happen via the quadro.
Right.
Perfectly legal, perfectly legitimate. Barb's 50.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the bottom line is that means she's not 59 and a half.
Right.
So now if she needed that $75,000 out to pay the blasted attorney,
she can't.
Right? Well, she can get it, but it's at a 10% penalty.
I see.
Plus full taxation.
Okay.
Right. So what should have happened in the quadro was the judge, and it's not the judge's part. The judge says, hey, I'll grant the quadro. $100,000 is owed. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the two arguments need to be the two discussions. The $75,000 needs to go to, in this case, we'll call it Barb's checking account.
So
right?
She can pay the
attorney. There's no 10% penalty because it became out underneath the quadro.
Oh.
Okay. So now she has pure access to the money.
They can do that?
Somebody has to pay the taxes.
Okay.
And the argument is that the recipient or is that the sender? And again, that's typically part of the divorce settlement. Some CPAs have their very definite opinions. The IRS wants to make sure that they receive the money. And the question is who forced it to be taxable? Right.
But
the 10% penalty is avoided because it went directly to her checking account.
Mm-hmm.
The other $25,000 under the quadro would literally go then directly to her IRA, which, again, is perfectly legal.
OK, so this is another part of this question. Does the rollover amount have to be invested into another quadro? Can I open a new IRA and add it to my 401k?
If the 401k plan will accept it. Remember, the 401k has got its own set of the Department of Labor comes up with rules for the 401k world.
True.
And then your company has a plan document.
Right.
Your plan also has a trustee.
Okay.
And so could you roll it into your 401k after it went to an IRA? Absolutely. If the plan document allows, and mm-hmm. the trustee of the 401k will accept it.
Sure.
It can go to an existing IRA. You don't have to open up a Quadro IRA. This is not like an inherited IRA that you would that you got from somebody dying.
Okay.
Right? This is now your money, Sherry, or Barb in this mm-hmm. case, and away we go. I think she would be upset if she knew how many times we got divorced on this show. Or,
yeah.
or maybe even worse yet, how many times I've died and left her
stuff. I know, that's
you know,
true,
it's,
that's true.
Anyhow, I just think it helps to put the yeah. human nature behind sure. what's going on. Now, this is a big year for divorces, not necessarily
what?
In Indiana. It is.
Really?
So what had happened in the past? Remember, there is nothing that will separate you from retirement like the
IRS,
like the Internal Revenue Service every day of the week. and not understanding taxes is big. So we all know divorce is extremely costly. Some
yes.
say it's costly because it's worth it. I don't understand the humor.
Wow.
But it's excruciating
extreme.
For most people. It's costly. It's emotional. It's challenging. But there are tax consequences that are involved. So in the state of Indiana, alimony is not required.
Right.
Alimony has been used as part of a property settlement. Which it probably, mm-hmm. you know, in the negotiation of the deal. But it is not one that is mandated to take place. In most other states, that is not the case. So alimony, typically the spouse that has to pay the alimony is typically at a higher income level than the one receiving the alimony.
Typically.
Fair enough?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So the one who's paying it, let's say, is at the 28% tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who's receiving it, let's say, is at the 10% tax bracket or 12% tax
okay,
bracket.
Right.
Okay? The way alimony has always, well, I shouldn't say always, the way it's been in my career mm-hmm. is that it is deductible to me as the payer.
Okay.
Okay. And it would be taxable to Barb, the recipient.
Okay.
Right. So I'm getting to take money off at 28% if I'm in the 28% bracket.
Right.
And if Barb's in the 12,
she's paying
taxes at 12.
Okay.
The IRS decided they didn't like that plan.
Really?
And so effective of divorces that end after this year, after this calendar year, alimony will then become reversed to where it's not deductible at all. So now I'm just having to pay you money. You're not paying any taxes on it at all.
Right.
And I'm having to pay the taxes at my tax rate to be able to get the money, to be able to give you the money.
So you said it's a big year for divorces.
Because if somebody was thinking about this in an alimony state.
And they're the ones that would receive it.
And they're the ones that would pay it.
They're the ones that would pay it.
They would most certainly
accelerate
the speed if they understood the tax code. If they were separated or if they were thinking about this, because things weren't working out so well. And I don't like that.
No.
You know, my job's to inform the world of what the tax code says, not
yeah,
the other
yeah.
part. So
okay, I get it.
Certainly not encouraging divorces. Very, very expensive. Half of a retirement is hard to rebuild.
Yeah.
And we take care of people who've had to have lived through that side of the process.
Yep.
But it is just an expensive endeavor. So, please think that part through.
Wow.
But do understand if you're going through a divorce and there's money that's involved and somebody is under 59 and a half that's going to be receiving money, you do need to understand how a qualified domestic relation order works. Quadro is often applied to pensions. They're very, very complicated. They have to be filed with, the companies, and it gets to be intense. You listen to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. You can get more at yourlifeafterwork.com. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We're happy to have you along.
Yep.
Hope you're having an outstanding day. One of the things in the world that that I get to do is answer questions for people who submit to Investopedia.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, they've decided that I do good answers, I guess, and gave me some nice award. But those questions are many times what we use on this radio show. So if you have a question or something that you want to know, I do change the names to protect the innocent. But if it's a question that you have, it's probably a question that somebody else has. And I can usually send you a link to a radio segment that I've already done, or a newspaper column that I've written, or a blog post that we've made. And if we can help that way, we will. And then we'll usually use it on the air. So you can email me, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. While you're there at the website, yourlifeafterwork.com, don't forget to get signed up for the Market Carver. It's our weekly newsletter that we send out.
Right,
it's
to your inbox.
Video newsletter you get every Thursday that has nothing like I do on this show. All it does is tells you what we think were the most important things that happened in the economy or the market the week before.
Yep.
So, Sherry, what are the questions?
Well, I'm really surprised by the variety of questions, first of all. It's kind of cool because it's a situation I suppose someday may find yourself in, but or not. But it's just interesting to think about. So this one is one that I don't understand the question, so you could possibly explain the question first before you answer it. Should I take advantage of Rule 55 and use my 401k to pay off my mortgage when I turn 55 and start my new job?
So.
Rule 55.
A rule that is often missed and not properly executed. Remember, we've talked on this show before about conflicts of interest.
Yes.
I manage money.
Yes.
I have a conflict because I want to pull the money out of the 401k and manage it. Right?
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. You now, don't want them to pay off their mortgage.
I believe, forget the mortgage part for a second.
Okay, right. Okay.
I believe that our fiduciary focus, our five critical elements, the family focus process, I believe makes it in people's best interest if they can move a 401k to move a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
However, as a fiduciary, it is my job to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation.
Right.
Right. So there's very little difference between a 401k and an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two major ones.
Wow. Okay.
The major ones, the first one is my wife has to be my beneficiary on my 401k.
Okay.
Unless there's a post-nuptial, that means after I kissed her and he said,
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife. A prenuptial does not apply in any way, shape, or form. According to the Department of Labor, it's a federal court ruling that the beneficiary has to be the spouse. Mm-hmm. Unless they've signed a document after the marriage. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
The second thing is in order for me to get money out of an IRA before 59 and a half, the only thing that I can use is what's called a 72T, which we do not recommend for people, but it's a substantially equal periodic payment unchanged for the greater of 5 years or 59 and a half. And don't miss a word in the sentence. If you do, bad things can really happen.
Mm.
Okay. In a 401k, that 59 and a half is actually reverted down to 55.
Interesting.
Provided you don't make much earned income at another job. Okay. And the income level's not very high. I mean, the rule is there for people who are truly quote unquote retiring, you know, not people who are going to go out and make another $75,000 doing something else.
So
in his question,
right,
in order to be able to answer it,
you'd have to
know. The rule 55, and I've never heard it necessarily called rule 55, but
okay,
it is true at age 55, you can get money out of a 401k,
yep,
without a 10% penalty, provided you don't have a go to a job where you have higher earned income. That has nothing to do with investments, has nothing to do with pensions. This is me going and doing work somewhere.
And there is some defined amount
where I'm getting paid. Yeah. It's not, I'm sorry, I can't give you the dollar figure off my head, but it's not a high amount.
Okay.
And so we'll see people who do this and then try to open up consulting gigs where they're an employee and in the consulting firm and the company's making the money and they're not, you know, and there gets to be some gray matter involved in that as to whether that's proper or not. So the second part of his question was before I start my new job.
Right,
so if the new job is going to be high income or higher income, then this is absolutely immaterial. The Rule 55 won't apply.
Won't apply,
you'll still pay the 10% federal penalty. The other part of that is, should he take that money and pay off his mortgage? Well, again, we don't do silo investing on this show. I would tell you not to do silo investing on the show. If I was going to ask myself if I was going to pay off my mortgage in that situation, there is a checklist of 15 to 18 things that I would go through to say, if this, then that, if this, then that, if this, then that. And, you know, it applies to your taxes, your future earning, inheritance, your health, the reason you want to pay the mortgage off, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff. Thank you. That have to be able to be addressed inside of that. Now, here's what I want you to take away from this question. If you happen to be under 55, or under 59 and a half for that matter, and you're getting ready to retire. I have this happen with people at Caterpillar. I have it happen with people at Eli Lilly. I want to manage the money that's in the 401k, right? I have a conflict of interest there.
Right,
it has to be known.
Right.
But the problem is, in many cases, people who've called me off this radio show have come in and sit down and had a cup of coffee with us.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened is a broker has moved the entire 401k into an IRA.
Okay.
Now they go to try to get money out, and you can't get
out
of the IRA with the Rule 55, as they called it, because they're over that. So what happens is we will do a partial rollover out of their 401k, but we leave enough money inside of the 401k plan, which is perfectly legal and legitimate, enough money in the 401k plan to fund their income needs.
Until
they reach that magical age of 59 and a half, and then we'll finish the rollover of the rest of it.
I see.
So please don't let somebody who doesn't understand tax code or who is just trying to sell an annuity or sell you mutual funds, do not just without thought move money out of a 401k. You really want to have some planning, you know, that's involved in there. And people ask me all the time, you know, should I make that change? Should I do this? And I always walk them through the fiduciary focus, right? There's when I wake up in the morning as a fiduciary, and if you have a 401k, believe it or not, you're acting as your own fiduciary. When I wake up in the morning, I worry about risk and volatility. And arguably, because I can invest in anything that I want to at TD Ameritrade, I have more choices to manage risk and volatility here than you do in your 401k that has limited spaces.
Sure.
The second are fees and expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, fees and expenses in a 401k are cheaper than what you're going to be able to find as an individual, especially if you work at a big company. Now, sometimes that's not true, but that's where you have to weigh the benefits. Does the stuff that the financial enhancement group or the place that you're considering, do they do enough other stuff for you that matters enough to justify that transfer, that rollover, if you will, and you've got to think that through. The third is taxes, both today and tomorrow, right? So tax-wise, you're better outside of a 401k, inside of an IRA, unless you're going to continue to work after age 70.
Yeah.
If you don't own a company and you're working after age 70 and a half, you don't have to begin to take required minimum distributions out of a 401k. You do out of an IRA, right? So there's some things you need to consider.
There's
the fourth is
things.
Real return. Inflation is about the same in both of those situations. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. Go to yourlifeafterwork.com to find more or give us a call at 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money. Money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Kantos.
Happy to have you guys along. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are in the middle of July, closer to the end. It's hard to imagine time is flying by. But questions are beginning to pour in, both on Investopedia, as well as ones that you guys have been emailing us. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget, you can find all five of the segments of the radio show at yourlifeafterwork.com. Wherever you're listening to this today, you only get... four of the five segments because of timing. The show is airs across the country and different stations have different time requirements. So
true.
Appreciate the questions. Appreciate the comments. Yourlifeafterwork.com. So Sherry, crowdfunding, yes. What do you know about that?
Well, I know it's an online way to raise money a little bit at a time. Just put it out there, right?
Don't know if it has to be online, but that's the way I always see it.
Right. And people can add a little bit. And if it's send out to the masses, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there.
We have a lot of people who... In the church community for startup music bands, people like that,
yep.
That will send out things saying, hey, we want to get out a record. And by the way, if you, a recording, I guess. They still make records.
They do again.
Yes, that's right, for us older people.
Yeah.
But then they may give you a gift back. And so,
right.
So the question came from one of my more tax savvy people,
mm-hmm.
and said, is crowdfunding actually a gift or is it more like an investment? And the answer is it depends in a lot of ways. So
they're talking about for reporting purposes?
Yes. So,
okay.
Sherry, you can give anybody that you want, including me, $15,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
There are a few rules. It has to be a gift of present interest.
Okay.
That means, just in pure basic definition, that means it must be complete and no strings attached. And what's a completed gift? It means I can't really get that money back.
Okay.
And I can't, and you have to have access to it immediately.
Ah.
And you have to be able to do anything with it that you want in order for it to be a gift.
Huh.
Now, can I give you $15,000 that is not complete and is not a gift of present interest?
Sure.
And the answer is yes, but it comes off of that piggy bank. Remember, we each have a little over $11 million that we can give away during lifetime.
Yeah.
And instead of it being the what we call the annual exclusion,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
It would be a gift that we would just have to report it on our tax return. The answer is nobody knows this for sure yet. The IRS is just starting to wiggle into it. But keep in mind when you do crowdfunding, and I don't have a lot of my families that do that.
Yeah.
But if you do it, there is a little bit of tax issue. But to finish the question, if there's a tax, and that's where this really came from, anytime there is a gift tax imposed, in other words, you have to take it off your piggy bank.
Right.
The $11 million, if you will.
Right.
Anytime it's imposed, it's always on the donor, not on the recipient. So if you ever have a question and you're making a gift to me.
Right.
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 If there were taxes, it's on you.
It's on me and not you.
Not me.
Okay.
Not me as the recipient.
Okay.
The second question was on tax loss harvesting. Said, I've never heard about this. What is it? How does it work inside of my IRA?
Tax loss harvesting.
And first of all, let's make it easy. It doesn't exist inside of your IRA. You can't do it.
Okay.
Right? And I have a CPA that had known me for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, she walks into my office. She shuts my door. She sits down at the table and she looks at me and she goes, Joe, I don't understand this. You lose money for your clients every year and they all love you. And I just kind of giggled and I said, now, you know, if we really lost money for people every year, that we wouldn't have any families that we take care of.
Right.
And she goes, so explain.
Yes.
And so the concept is tax loss harvesting. As a professional money manager, not everything that we do is perfect. It's not, we would love it to be. We'd love every trade that we make to go up.
Yes, sir.
The reality is that doesn't happen.
Right.
And the way the tax code works is you can deduct $3,000 a year in losses, even if you don't have any gains. But you can deduct $3,000 more than whatever your gains were, assuming you had the capital loss.
Okay.
So we hold in our tax-efficient portfolios, and again, this has nothing to do with an IRA, but we'll hold 20 to 25 positions that are inside of there. And some people do tax loss harvesting in the fourth quarter of the year. So they look at how much they have in capital gains, things that they've sold for a profit.
Yes.
And then they go in and look to see if they have losses in anything, and they'll go in and sell the losses to eliminate or reduce those capital gains.
So when you say if they have any losses, it would only be a loss if they sold it.
Correct. It's you have what's unrealized and what's realized.
Right, exactly.
Realized is what the IRS gets.
Yes.
Unrealized is what's on your statement.
Sure. Right? Right. Okay.
So when you have a loss on your statement, you don't get any benefit out of that. And many people doing money on their own will tend to hold those positions until they get back to a point
back
of profitability.
Sure. Right.
Because nobody wants to admit they're wrong.
Right.
30 years of doing this, 31 years now. Trust me, I've been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we go and we'll make the best wagers we can on the 20 to 25 positions. But when we look and one of them has gone down, we can sell it and we can take a capital loss. Now, again, many people do this where they don't do it till the fourth quarter. We actually have a program and a process. It's not a year-end thing for us. We do it all year long. Now, there is a rule that you need to understand. This is an Investopedia question that came in that said, can I buy and sell a stock more than once in a day? And there is no law against that at all. Again, in an IRA, it's not an issue. If, however, you're selling it in a retail or a trust account and you have a loss, and you sell it and you buy it back, you're not going to get to count that loss. You can't buy a position back for 30 days you're going to count a loss. On a gain, that is not the case.
Really?
And it's called the wash sale rule. Well, think about it. We do this all the time where somebody is, where we have something that's at a gain, right?
Yeah.
And we transfer that to their kid's account so the kids can sell it in their account.
Right.
Or we give it to a charity, right?
And then we just go
buy more back at the same time.
I see.
This is part of our process of how we look at life and how, if you're going to do money on your own, I would recommend you consider this in part of your planning. Paul Boucher of Parametric, manages about $230 billion. His work says that you've got 1% to 2% a year of internal returns that you can have from tax planning. He says there's a tracking error of about 1%. So it could be 1%, it could be 3%. But others argue is high, and we've got white papers on that, is 1.5 to 1.7% per year. John Bogle, who built Vanguard, says it's easily over 1%. Hmm. You know, tax efficiency is critical. So if you ever saw a Financial Enhancement Group statement, what you would notice is a few things different on our statement. On page one, it doesn't say this year. It doesn't say this quarter.
Mm.
It has the date from when you first became one of our families all the way through the date the family update was printed.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's going to show what the value of your accounts are, but most importantly, it's going to break it down into that tax diversification. So you're going to see the part that is taxable, the part that's tax-free, the part that is tax-deferred, so that we can make sure we keep that in gear.
Mm-hmm.
The next page then will show you a picture of how your journey has looked so far. And then the next page actually will show you your return since inception, the last 5 years. We get to see each of the years, the comparison to the benchmarks. So we really want to be able to look at it from an investment playbook standpoint. How's your journey looking? Secondly, what phase of finance that you're in? And then also, most importantly, the tax percentages that you are. If you're going to do this on your own, folks, remember, we're fiduciaries. So we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Right.
If you want to take care of your own money, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business.
Hmm.
But when you look at it, you've got to look at it through the lens both of the investment return and the tax savings. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. Hope you're having an outstanding day, whatever time of day you're listening to the program. Anything we can do, let us know. 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yes.
Welcome to the segment with Sherry.
My favorite segment.
Sherry's segment with Joe. I'm not sure how this exactly.
It's my segment.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to do something fun today because we always talk
about
this, you know, heavy investment stuff. So,
Things that they should consider.
I know. Okay, so we've talked about this before, actually, and I think it's been a couple of years, so I want to revisit it. Best states, worst states to retire in.
Ooh.
Because there's a difference, and primarily I found this article, and it was written from a tax standpoint,
okay,
which I know is your thing, so I figured you'd want to weigh in on this whole thing. And this article was written at the end of 2017, and they did anticipate various changes in the tax code.
Absolutely.
That might change this list. I was real worked up about where Indiana fell.
Why?
On these lists, because we show up on one of the 10 worst states to retire in.
But that's for reasons other than tax.
Well, I don't know why. I want you to help me figure
that out.
All
right. So when I talk to people about getting ready to retire, that when people, you know, a lot of people come to us 2 years before or 2 years after they've retired. It tends to be the window of when probably 60% of people realize, okay, I did okay putting the money in the 401k. Mm. Now I'm not sure how to get it out.
Right.
Or I've been working with my buddy, the broker.
Mm.
Now I realize this is a little more complex. Or
yes,
my CPA says I really need to talk to somebody that understands this stuff.
Right.
Right. And that's the age range that they tend, that most people tend to find us the first time. Not everybody.
Okay.
But many. All right. So one of the questions I always ask is, do you plan on staying in your state? Most of us are, I've got clients in 31 states, but most
yes
of us are in Indiana.
Yeah.
And do you plan on staying in Indiana or whatever your state is, your domicile, or do you plan on making a move?
Mm-hmm.
And we do that before the retirement practice year because so many things change. Now, we have a lot of snowbirds in Indiana. Those are people who go south for the winter. Most of them go to Florida, some go to Texas, some go to Arizona, but most go to Florida. Florida and Texas have no state income tax, which is one of the reasons that makes them such a wonderful state. From that perspective, in Indiana, you pay 5% on, you know, to the state between state and county.
Yes.
It's around 5% that most of us end up paying for income that we would take from a pension or from a required minimum distribution or,
mm-hmm,
you know, from an investment perspective or even from earned income. So if they move to Florida before they took a withdrawal out of their 401k, and moving means you have to live there 6 months and a day.
Right.
And prove that you're down there. It's not, you know, you can't just say I'm from Florida.
Yeah, they right? have like but the 6 month rule.
You will notice if you drive around in Indiana, all states have that 6 month rule. You right. notice if you're driving around in Indiana, there are a lot of license plates that say Florida.
Say Florida.
Didn't drive up for the winter or for the summer. Yeah. They live there in the winter.
Yep.
And they do it primarily for the tax benefit that
Isn't
is
that
down
interesting?
There. Now, some of those changes that you talked about, a couple of the things that I always add. There are states that are very, very cheap cost of living to live in.
Yeah. And that doesn't show up on this
Arkansas,
list.
Mississippi, yeah. Indiana, you know, we would all show up as very low cost of living. Mm. Many times the education structure and the healthcare structure also would match that cost of living allowance.
Sure.
Indiana's got great healthcare. Mm. And, you know, the we've got all sorts of academic universities.
Sure.
So you get to the third one or the fourth area, and that's climate.
Yeah.
There are parts of Indiana that I don't want to be in parts of the year. And, I as a little boy, I told people if you didn't like it, move. Mm. You know, and now that I have to travel around a lot for meetings and, you know, you go to Scottsdale one day and back to Indiana in February the next. Mm. It is a little unnerving.
Yes.
So let me just
read what they came up with because people might be interested.
Yeah, sure.
So the best states, and I'm not going to read all 10, but Florida was only number 5.
Right. And this is just purely tax.
Just purely tax. Yeah. Well, I mean.
And that's because property tax is down there in the Florida and sales tax.
And they take into account estate tax and inheritance tax, mm-hmm. which I didn't know that could be different from state to state.
Oh, absolutely. The federal estate tax is $11 million for everybody.
Right.
But it's a little more than $11 million. I round off. Most people don't have 22 million plus. The inheritance tax, though, is also issued at the state level. And this was a big political thing in Indiana when the vice president was Governor Pence. Illinois has a high inheritance tax, and Illinois is effectively defunct financially.
Yeah, right.
They're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And people who have farmland and everything else there can't really move. But somebody who is retired certainly could.
Sure.
And so Iowa, being smart people that they are, changed their state tax or inheritance tax to zero.
So everybody's moving.
And so Governor Pence accelerated ours to get it to zero.
Interesting.
And you have if you don't know, we have a lot of people who have left Illinois and either gone to Iowa or gone to Indiana, and primarily over the inheritance tax and the reduction in state tax.
Yep. Okay, so just really quick, Florida was number 5 best. Mm-hmm. Mississippi, number 4. Didn't we mention them earlier?
Mississippi is very low cost of living.
South Dakota, number 3.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want the weather there either. But again, you get into some very friendly tax laws.
Right, so guess number 2 is Alaska.
Not surprising at all because the median income is much higher.
Yeah.
Well, and again, you get a lot of breaks up there.
They got to pay people to move.
They do.
And number 1 is Wyoming, which I knew because I have some friends that are moving there for just that purpose.
Good old Jackson Hole. It's a beautiful place. And if you love skiing, it's great. It's the cost of living, I would not argue, is that low.
No.
And I went to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and back in my Harley days. And so we're talking 15, 18 years ago, and I rode in and I went to Cheyenne, Wyoming. They had a sign that said friendliest city in the country. And I asked one person for directions and it took 45 minutes and I realized that they may talk more than me.
Now
if you go from what I hear, and I've not been there for a while, but what I hear is the sign is thanks for visiting. Don't bother staying.
Oh, wow.
So many people have moved to Wyoming. They really didn't like all of the oil deal stuff that was going on and changing their happy little culture.
Yep. Okay. So worst states to live in. Number one, worst state, Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely.
How sad is that?
Horrible weather, ridiculous taxes.
I know. But, okay, second is Connecticut, which doesn't surprise me. Kansas, number 3.
That would surprise me. I wouldn't have got that one.
And then Vermont, Nebraska, New Mexico, number 6.
I wouldn't know why New Mexico would be there either.
And then Utah.
Higher East Coast. Utah is a bad place to live.
Yeah, number 7.
One of the fastest growing cities is about an hour and a half south of the big city, Salt Lake. That's there in beautiful, beautiful mountains. That one would surprise me, too. They've got to be incorporating more than just tax.
And then Indiana, number 9, but we know there's lots of reasons to be here.
There's lots and lots of reasons to be in Indiana. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. These are kind of questions that we do have to have in conversation when we talk to people about what it is you're planning on doing with your retirement, where it is you're going. You know, so we make proper decisions on when withdrawals and everything else need to occur. Mm-hmm. You know, that if you're going to do a Roth conversion and in a year from now you're going to be in a state with no state taxes, it's going to save you 5% at least to move to another state before you do it. Mm. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, 800-928-4001. Have a great week. We'll see you again soon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.